It is definitely time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. I'm joined, as we so often are, by Dr. Lise Murray. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you've got a little everything old is new again style story for us, haven't you?
Well, I do. Well, I mean, last week, Nicole talked about the city circle and sort of trains. And, of course, you might have heard that there's an amazing new art installation that's related to escalators. So let's get that in the right order.
Is a difficult one to say.
It is a very difficult one to say. So for those of you who did hear last week, or if you didn't, you can, of course, catch it up on 2SER with their podcast and so on.
You can indeed.
But Nicole was talking about the city circle and Wynyard was part of all of that. And of course, the escalators were taken out, the old timber escalators, which were so much a modernist part of the new Wynyard Station. But they've created an art installation above the escalators using the old timber treads. And it looks spectacular.
I've only seen the photos, but
yeah,
it's
photos have been like flicking around everywhere on social media. So I can't wait to go down and check that out. But of course, another piece of transport infrastructure that came at, you know, was sort of hit the headlines over the weekend was, of course, that they finally opened a little bit of the tram line.
I love the way you say finally, the way every Sydneysider wants to say it. Finally.
Finally. We've got. So you're right. Everything old is new again.
Trams once more.
Trams once more going down George Street. And, of course, if you really haven't caught up with how big trams were in Sydney, of course we have an article on the Dictionary of Sydney.
Of course we do.
We, in fact, introduced the first sort of steam trams were in the late 19th century and were really precipitated by a big event that was happening. As so much infrastructure is, isn't it?
It is.
So when we were going to have the Sydney International Exhibition with the big Garden Palace and everything, that's 1879, they decided to put a steam tram which ran from the train station, which at that point was the Redfern Terminus, down to the Garden Palace. So that was our first bit of infrastructure in terms of trams, 1879. And it went from strength to strength because everyone thought that was a great novelty. It was almost more exciting than the actual exhibition itself. And then, of course, I went, oh, we better build some more. Anyway, so Sydney actually did have quite an extensive tramway system.
Did.
It reached its peak in 1922. And by that stage, it was going out to all the sort of major suburbs in the inner city area. So it was quite an extensive network and was extremely important in moving people around Sydney, especially a lot of people used it to get to work and so on. So the closure of the trams in the 1960s was a big deal. We have a photo on the dictionary that shows the tram lines coming up on George Street in 1960. And, of course, we're putting them all down again. But if you want to imagine what it was like once, because as we've discovered, it's taking a while.
It is taking a while.
To build the tram. And even though we've got a section open, as I understand it, it's not till 2019 that
understanding, and I've had a hard time finding the dates on this, but the trams will not begin running to a normal timetable until 2019.
2019. So you've still got 2 years
ish.
To wait.
Yeah. Depending on when they make that when 2019.
So if you want to imagine what it's like to go on a tram down George Street, there's a fantastic bit of footage on the National Film and Sound Archive website, and actually it's done the rounds quite a bit. You might have seen it before. It's someone sitting on the top of the tram filming what it was like travelling along George Street from the direction of Circular Quay towards the QVB and Town Hall, and it's filmed in 1906. So it's really, really early. And if you haven't seen that bit of footage, just Google it because it's the best bit of footage. We'll put a link up to our blog.
We will indeed.
As well, because it's really amazing. And we've also got some great photos in our tram article about the that show what it was like, and we've also got a photo from about the same time from the State Library collection that's pretty groovy. So worth having a look just to imagine what it might be like. And in the meantime, I'm going to go down and check it out and wander around like they did in the past and just be a pedestrian and walk straight across wherever I feel like on the road.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm actually quite excited about that. But it just highlights, doesn't it, how integral that sort of infrastructure has been to Sydney's history.
It is really important. And all that sort of transport infrastructure, so much planning went into it in the early 20th century, and a lot got built. And then I think we sat on our laurels for a while.
Yeah, we really did.
And then this pesky thing called the motor car kind of got in the way of public transport. And anyway, it's all there on the dictionary. You can see the highs and lows of Sydney transport.
What's the address?
Dictionaryofsydney.org.
Dr. Liz Murray, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll do this again soon.